Hello, you are listening to Genesis with Zine. This is Wednesday and once more a time for you to listen to our blog. The title for today's blog is Not Just Eligible, Be Suitable by Mr. Sumangal Haldar. For the last 15 days, I have been trying to fill multiple vacancies in the organization I work, but failed to do so. My ex-colleague, who heads a segment of a private limited company, is in a similar situation and confides in me the problems he is facing for the last 1 month. We both are more than 600 miles apart but face a similar problem. Let me share my piece of experience. It is not that I am not getting candidates eligible, but the problem is to get a suitable candidate. For some days, I have kept the interview slot open. Any candidate who visits us, my top priority becomes to interview that candidate. Unlike the regular HRs, which I am not, I prefer giving exact feedback so that the candidate is sure enough to search for other avenues and opportunities. I have tried hard and failed to find one suitable candidate who is serious enough, not about the profile he would hold, but about himself. Let me categorize the lackadaisical approach which persists. Resume. One would fail to find one single document that has been crafted for a specific purpose. The content is so general and common that if a candidate is coming from a similar vicinity, the printed introduction or the resume is more or less the same. Sometimes the father name matches too. It makes me feel whether the said document was made for matrimonial purpose or what. Because the document does not showcase anything that would relate to the work profile applied for. Rather, reflect age, sex, marital status, address, phone number, and parent or guardian name more prominently, and something on marks and schooling thereafter, and in some corner something on hobbies and interests. That's the end of it for a document that will determine the direction for an interview. Second is the hyperbolic assumptions. If given a chance, I can. My simple query to all those who suffer from such assumptions, whether or not they have in their life done something they assume they could do. If not yes, then only a miracle can help him. Do it now. Ironically, most don't even realize that they have been doing things that could be expressed as an answer to this question. But they never think to think. Skill set vis-a-vis job profile. It's hard to find a candidate who spends time thinking about his own skill sets and try and relate to the job profile he's applying for. Most of the time spent for preparing for an interview is wasted in surface level preparation and gossip. To know my own skill set, I need to think about my own self and take some help from a resourceful person who could help me think in these lines. Discussing it with just anyone won't help. Taking care of the given things would just be the beginning of realizing things one could do. It will make one more focused and oriented. The interviewer will enjoy interviewing such candidate and further love to recommend for the job. Because it's easy to be eligible, but tough to be suitable.